pledge allegiance to the God of all the world, a lamp unto my feet, and light unto my path, it is worth to hide in my heart that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior whose kingdom it stands, one Savior, crucified, risen and coming again, with life and liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, happy Easter to you all.
Happy Easter to you.
Yep.
All right. Do pray for Carol and Drake. They're going to be going to Lexington today to see her mama, so they won't be with us here tonight, so just pray for them. All right. Caleb Morgan, Dean, Teresa Smith, Dale, Denise, and Carol Love, Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Jordan Sfrance, Gladys Keegan, Children's Home in India, Betty Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy, Bella Shannon, Taggett Family, Rusty Hill, Kimberly, Jeff Paul, Alan Duggar, Dallas Keegan, Saul, Carol Lumen, Brenda Nation, Sue Carswell, Alex Mace, Billy and Karen Fry, Jacob Banner, Willie Reinhart, and Susan, excuse me, Susan Willie Reinhart, Glenn Reed, Darius Moser, Juana, Lady Smith, Shelby Family, Leslie Formel, Patsy Penley, Geraldine Chapman, Craig Stilwell, Mike, Elaine, Missy Morgan, Allie, Drake Clark, Amy Claude, Lisa Buff, Edward Kirkland, Jesse Sigmund, Kim Sigmund, Miss Brown, Richard Ann Black, Cindy and Rachel Hale, Pete, Miss Russell, Kenna Jones, Miss Evans, Barbara, Shelley Carpenter, Bill McKinley, Randy Lohman, Sherry's sister, Madden's son, Barry Brown, Scotty, Karen McDaniel, Jeff, Rachel Matthew Morgan, Hank Kirkland, Dorothy Buck, Jeremy Johnson family, do keep them in prayer, Frank and Luann family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Megan Watson, Janice Hendricks, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Brian Clark, Bill Gisby, Devin Potty, Judith, Morgan Little, Rosa Buff, Ray Wackery, Lucy Chapman, Ernie Buff, Jamie and family, Nick's family, Keith Phillips, James Frantz, Stoney Mace, Carly Mace, Hannah Hensley, Jill and Jimmy Young. Anything need to be added to the weapon list? Okay, does anybody got anything on their heart?
Amen. I do thank you for all these blessings, and I thank you for letting me be able to kind of do a little bit more this week.
Amen.
I want to thank the Lord for coming and dying for me, even though I didn't deserve it, still don't deserve it, but He did.
Precious Father, we thank you, Lord, tonight, Lord, this morning, Lord, for many blessings that you've given us, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for what you did at Calvary. How we celebrate this morning how you arose from that grave, conquered hell and grave. And Lord, just pray, God, that you just bless this world that we live in, that so blindly just lead into everything, Lord, that goes on out to the world. They don't give much thought about you, what you've done for them. We just pray, God, that you'd open their eyes, Lord, and let them see that they need a Savior. And that Savior is you. We pray this morning for each one of these folks whose name's on this prayer list. Lord, they're there for a reason. They've got a sickness or a something that in their life that they need help with. Asking us to pray for them on their behalf. And Lord, we pray and ask, God, that you would just do what needs to be done with each and every name. God, we pray for those ones that are not here this morning. Some are on going to visit with family and such, and we just for Easter. And Lord, we just pray, God, that you just bless them and help them wherever they're at. And God, we pray, Lord, that you just bless this little church, Lord, that you use it for your glory and your honor. Lord, that the work will be done here, that will be done for you, to love, glorify you, to uplift your name. And Lord, we just pray, God, that you just bless each one that's here this morning. God, that you feed us, Lord, what we need to be fed. And to help us, Lord, to understand the Word of God. We pray, God, that you just bless this church and use it for your glory and your honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Smiled at me for some reason. I've got my heart. I've got my heart right in this.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, preacher.
It's in the middle. All right. It's in the middle. All right. It's a wide one. All right. Here we go. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a
my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all year long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all day long.
Amen.
Amen.
188.
Server is in Savior, he's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever's been I say. I see his hand of mercy, I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along my narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see his loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the storm and blast. The day of his appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along my narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart.
And rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing.
Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. No other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along that narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart.
Amen.
Jesus, right in my heart. Every fasting alone in the desert, the loved day that he passed. How for the same, it was tempting, yes, what is strong plans of life. Tell of the year of his labor, tell of the sorrow he bore. It was despised and afflicted, homeless, rejected, and poor. Tell me the story of Jesus, right in my heart every word. Tell me the story more precious, sweet that I ever was heard. Tell of the cross when they nailed him, writhing in anguish and pain. Tell of the grave where they laid him, tell how he lived again. Lovely story, so tender, clearer than I ever I see. Stay left, whisper, low paying ransom for me. Tell me the story of Jesus, right in my heart everywhere. Tell me the story more precious, sweetest I ever heard.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Alas, my Savior bled, and in my soul heard the burning of my heart right away. It's where there by faith I receive my son, and now a happy old day. Was it for Christ that I had it done? He grew up on the tree. Amazing pain and grace I know, and love be Christ, wherefore so the light and the burnings of my heart run away. And what dead by faith I receive my son, and now a happy old day. Where mother's son and darkness high and shine his glory, when Christ the mighty maker died for men the creatures sing. Ah, the Christ, of the Christ, wherefore so the light and the burnings of my heart run away. It's what there by faith I receive my son, and now a happy old day. To my heart, my and the cross, wherefore so the light and the Christmas and now a happy old day.
Amen.
Amen. Bless her, Lord.
On the hill far away is the broken crown, the emblem and so fair and dark. And I love the old crown where the dealing and bed for the war on a sinner's west land. So
for the CJ to come out. Well, it's good to be back in the house of the Lord this morning, and this wonderful Easter morning, Resurrection Day. We will be having services tonight. If you have a family get together, I understand. But I want to be here for the ones that want to come. And, the folks out there that's watching, if your church is closed tonight and you want to come and visit us, that's great. You just come on and be with us. We're pretty glad to have you. So, we're going to be in the book of Luke, chapter 24. I'm going to read number 6, and then I'm going to go back after we pray and start with number 1. He is not here, but he is risen. Remember how he spoke unto you when he was yet in Galilee. And that's my thought today, is he's not here. The question is, where is he? Amen. Preacher, have you prayed this? Because I wanted this to get in our minds and our hearts, as we read from 1 on through. He's not there. He's not in that tomb no more. And the question to ask you, where is he? He's within me. He's within you. Each and every one of us that are saved, Christ lives in us. Amen? And when he was here on earth, he, being God, could be in multiple places, but the physical Jesus could only be in one place at a time. Think about it now. He's everywhere. He can live within me. He can live within you. All these people that are saved, he lives within them.
Amen.
Amen?
Yes.
I know where Jesus is there. Scripture says he's sitting at the right hand of the Father.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit that lives in us connects him with a hymn. You know, he tells us that we're in him. He's in the Father. We're all connected together.
Amen.
Through his Holy Spirit. All right. Upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came into the sepulchre, bringing their spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm glad that them ladies won't walk into an empty grave.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, everything that our religion is based on, based on the fact that Jesus Christ arose.
Amen.
If Jesus had rose, we're preaching in vain.
Yep. Yeah.
We're believing in vain. We're all going to die and go to heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Yep.
But I know that he is risen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. I thank God that he is risen.
Amen.
Because I know, because he is risen, someday I am going to rise as well.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Yes. All right. And it came to pass as they were much perplexed thereby, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid, they bowed down their faces to the earth. They said unto them, what seeketh ye? The living among the dead. In other words, why are you here? You're seeking somebody that lives in a graveyard. Now, if you want to go see one of your friends that, you know, that is alive, you don't go over to the graveyard and go looking for them. They're not going to be there. Jesus arose. He told them that he was going to be risen. All right. Saying the Son of Man, okay, excuse me, I missed six. He is not here, but risen. Remember how he spoke unto you when you were yet in Galilee. You know, he told you that he was going to be risen. You know, he was going to have to fall in the hands of sinful man and to die.
Yep.
And to be risen again on the third day.
Amen.
Amen. Saying the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise again. Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad this morning,
amen,
children of God, that I have that promise. That, you know, the evidence of him living within me. Mm-hmm. I feel it. I know it.
Yes. Amen.
It's there. Yeah. If he had not risen, that Holy Spirit would have never came.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It would have never came and you know, convicted me of my sins. I wouldn't have had Jesus there to be my mediator between me and God.
Yeah.
I thank him. Folks, it is, I mean, I cannot find the words to express to you the gratification that I have that the Lord did what he did for me.
Amen.
Amen.
The English language don't have the words,
amen,
to express just how much I am thankful for what he did.
Amen.
But I'm going to tell you something. What words can't say, what I have on the inside, inside of me, what I feel. He knows.
Yes.
He knows how much I love him. Yes. He knows how much I am thankful what he done. I'm going to stand here before you this morning, and I'm going to tell you, I am glad that I know that I will never have to see hell.
Amen.
I'll never have to go there.
Amen.
I have that assurity that when I die, I'm going to be there in the presence of God.
Amen.
Paul said to be absent from the body, just be present with the Lord.
Amen.
And you know what? I believe that scripture.
Amen.
I believe what Paul said.
Yes.
With all my heart, I know as much as a man can know that Jesus died for me.
Amen.
And he rose on the third day. And they remembered his words in verse 8. And returned from the sepulcher and told all these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. In other words, these women. Now, think about something just for a minute. These women were the first ones to tell how Jesus was not in the tomb. Mm-hmm. They had a testimony. They were there and they seen that that tomb was empty.
Yep.
And I told the story. Mm-hmm. How they walked into a tomb expecting to find Jesus, to anoint him with all them oils and stuff. Mary done that already. Remember the story of Mary and Martha? Mary took and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair.
Yeah.
That was a little too late for the anointment, wasn't it? But I'm
telling
you. Amen. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles and spread the word. Folks, we need to be spreading the word. Amen.
Amen.
And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. You know, some people, if you told them it was raining, they'd have to go outside and get wet before they'd believe it.
Yeah.
You know, they went and told the apostles, and they believed not. No, well, really, where Thomas says, you know, I'm going to have to touch the nail scarred hands and thrust my hand into his side before I believe. But, glory to God. Then arose Peter and ran into the sepulchre, stooping down, and he behold, lying, the linen clothes lie by themselves, departed and wondered in himself, at which was to come to pass. But sometimes in life, things happen, and we can't really understand, you know, what we're seeing. You know, you know, this scripture only talks about Peter, but, you know, in others it talks about John being with him. But seeing is believing to some people.
Yeah.
Peter had his doubts. He went and looked for himself. And he seen that, you know, the linen clothes there, and you know, one scripture talks about how the napkin was wrapped up, you know, folded up in place.
Mm-hmm.
Signifying his return.
Yes.
But folks, you know, today in our life, we have the scriptures. We have the Holy Spirit of God that is within us that helps us to understand. You know, Jesus pointed out over in John 14 how, you know, that when he leaves, he's going to send, the Father's going to send a comforter back to help us.
Yep.
To be there for us. Mm-hmm. And then we find in Acts where the Lord actually sends the Holy Spirit. And it stays with them. It don't leave.
Yeah.
For myself, as a Christian, understanding what I do about the Word of God, how Jesus works, how God works, the Spirit works, I can believe. By faith, by just trusting Him. But we have a world out there that doesn't have that faith.
Yeah.
They don't have trust.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand what it is we're celebrating today. They don't understand why we ain't out here in the yard looking for eggs.
Yeah.
Folks, if you want to go look for eggs, go look for eggs. He did, you know, I can remember stories of Daddy talking about how down in Hollis, at the Hollis Schoolhouse, they'd have Easter egg hunts on Easter for all the school kids. And him and his buddies, they'd be mean and they'd find the eggs and then eat them and then they didn't, you know, eventually you run out of eggs that way. But, you know, still. We're here this morning as Christians who believe. We believe that our Lord died for us.
Amen.
As an atonement for our sins, He took His blood and when He had shed there on Calvary and took that and made an atonement.
Amen.
For our sins.
Yes.
His pure blood.
Amen.
Spotless, without blemish.
Yes.
He placed it upon a mercy seat there before God as an atonement for our sins.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what I today am celebrating.
Amen.
Is that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son.
Yeah.
That's what, folks, that's my story.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Did Jesus Christ come as a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, born of a virgin, that grew up, become a man, and lived a life, an example for us to live.
Yes.
He died on that old rugged cross. Mm-hmm. For us.
Amen.
Arising on the third day.
Amen.
Taking His blood for that and using it for an atonement for our sins.
Amen.
I stand here before you today, a saved, born again child of God.
Amen.
Because of not what I did, but because of what He did for me.
Amen.
And that He sent His Holy Spirit to me. To convict me, to show me that I needed Him.
Amen.
That I needed a Savior.
Yes.
that if I kept living life the way I did, I would die and go to hell. But they showed me that Jesus made a way.
Amen.
Glory God for me to be able. We had a testimony this morning of women who went to that grave, seen it in you.
Yep.
We've seen testimony this morning of an apostle that witnessed the fact that that grave was empty.
Yes.
You know, the Bible teaches that, you know, I think it's three or more is witness to something that is true, something like that. But you just don't realize how many women was there.
Yes.
It only named a few. It says others.
Yes.
And then, of course, the two apostles. And I'm sure after those, you know, I don't know who all went and looked at that grave afterwards. It don't say. It don't even say that the stone had got rolled back. I'm sure that grave was there, that stone back, the look, the roll back for everyone that wanted to see.
Oh yeah.
But I don't have to look in an empty tomb to know this morning that Jesus arose, and because he arose, in one of these days, I'm going to rise.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
He said he would come back and he would receive me and you and all that received him into himself. And you know something? I believe that. And I'm going to stick to it.
Amen.
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 He said he would, and because he said he would, he will. Amen.
Amen.
Now we'll come back tonight and pick that back up. Right there, we'll pick back up in verse 13. But, you know, church, he's not there no more.
Mm-mm.
You know, just like the one ladies was told, why are you looking for the dead, the living among the dead? He is not here.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you something. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I know where he's at.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I know where he's at.
Yep.
All right. Does anybody have anything on your heart? Okay. Brother CJ, you pray for us.
Somewhere on it. What'd you do your ankle, Russell?
Huh?
What'd you do your ankle? Me, first. for the baby.
Oh, okay.
But she not, she not. Take a blow, just match it.
Okay, well, that's for me.
She's very old.